The music of trumpeter and composer Wadada Leo Smith ranges from solo recitals to works for chamber orchestra and for various small improvising units. Smith has three recent albums, two reissues, and a new set of live concert recordings by two of his bands. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Smith's music can be highly abstract, but often carries a whiff of the blues.
Trumpeter Wadada Leo Smith from his reissued 1979 album, Spirit Catcher. With his wide leaps between long tones and a sometimes generous use of space, Smith nods occasionally to 20th century European concert music. But he's also one of the modern improvisers most grounded in African American vernaculars. He's the stepson of Mississippi bluesman Alex Wallace and played for a spell in Little Milton's blues band. Smith's projects are all over the map, but often have this much in common with the blues: the byplay between a strong voice, his horn in this case, and percussive strings. Elsewhere on Spirit Catcher, those strings are three concert harps played by the simpatico Emmanuel Sisters. Wadada Leo Smith abstracts from the blues. There are echoes of Japanese kodos and Gambian choras in those harps. But I can't think of any other music that sounds quite like that. Smith makes it all personal. On his other new reissue on the Nessa label, 1985's Procession of the Great Ancestry, he and vibist Bobby Naughton play in a quartet plus guests. On two numbers, they're joined by Chicago blues guitarist Lewis Myers. Smith puts down his trumpet to sing Who Killed David Walker in the great tradition of mumbling Mississippi bluesmen.
I say who? Who killed David Walker? I say who? Who killed David Walker? Sad old day when they walked him off the face of the earth.
In the 20-some years since then, Wadada Leo Smith has expanded his audience by reviving electric Miles Davis music with guitarist Henry Kaiser. On half of the new Smith double disc, Spiritual Dimensions, he's surrounded by strings. His band Organic has two basses, a cello, and a gaggle of electric guitarists, including Wilco's Nels Klein. The band can recreate Miles Davis's 70s funk with eerie fidelity, but they also put their own spin on the idiom. That's powerhouse drummer and longtime Smith ally, Faron Akloff. Faron is also on the other half of Wadada Leo Smith's Spiritual Dimensions in his Golden Quintet with Vijay Iyer on piano and John Lindbergh on bass. This band can evoke Miles too, but the reggae beat is their own twist. most of these settings, Leo Smith's trumpet is the calm eye of the storm. The sound is raw but lyrical, full of big gestures but intimate somehow. He's not the most technical player, but he's very expressive. In all that, Smith recalls the late Don Cherry. That trumpeter had a very different sound, but was also a musical nomad at home in all sorts of situations. When it comes to making music with the right ideals, Wadada Leo Smith couldn't be in better company.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air.